This is KJZZ's Morning Edition. Immigrants' rights activists celebrated when a federal judge recently threw out the former U.S. Attorney General's decision to deny asylum to victims of certain crimes. But President Donald Trump's administration could soon again disqualify some people from asylum. From KJZZ's Fronteras desk in Phoenix, Matthew Casey reports on the Attorney General's power to rule on certain immigration cases.
7th Avenue and Van Buren Street is part of a five-way intersection where Grand Avenue's diagonal path cuts through the valley's grid system. Phoenix's immigration court is on the southwest corner, and the building where it's housed looks ordinary enough for rush hour drivers to pass here twice a day without ever noticing it. These motorists may also not know that the U.S. Attorney General has extraordinary power over the court to make legal decisions that affect who gets to stay in the United States and who must go.
It has been a power that's been around for quite some time, since the 50s, really.
Doug LaGore is a senior policy researcher for the RAND Corporation in Boston. He was also a government trial attorney and worked in the immigration courts.
It ebbs and flows in terms of, you know, when and how it's used.
Former Attorney General Jeff Sessions and his interim replacement took on 10 cases in 2018 that had already been reviewed by the Board of Immigration Appeals. Among the self-referrals are cases about asylum eligibility, whether some people facing deportation should get a bond hearing, and judges' discretion to close certain cases. Self-referrals are a tool the Trump administration can use to set new legal precedents in the courts.
This is not the first administration that has used this certification authority.
Phoenix native Ben Johnson is the executive director of the American Immigration Lawyers Association, or AILA, in Washington, D.C. He says recent self-referrals have been used to rewrite asylum law, limit judicial independence, and deny people due process.
What we've said is it violates basic principles and fundamental values that are the foundation of our judicial process.
Sessions said some self-referrals aim to make the immigration court system more efficient and reduce a backlog that has increased in recent years to about 800,000. A Justice Department spokesperson says the number of completed immigration cases went up the last 2 years, and that should continue as new judges get settled in. But a couple cases have also dealt with asylum eligibility. Tucson-based attorney Jose Vasquez chairs Arizona's AILA chapter.
Even before this administration, it's difficult to win an asylum case. It's among the most difficult types of cases in all of law, much less immigration law.
Sessions' interim replacement, Matthew Whitaker, may soon rule on another case involving families and asylum. Vasquez says the self-referrals have yielded decisions that hurt fairness in immigration courts, a constitutional right he describes as holy.
It undermines due process by handcuffing the basic functions of the judiciary.
Limiting the independence given to immigration judges has been another gripe about decisions made through self-referrals, says retired immigration judge Paul Wickham Schmidt.
I think this administration has illustrated the reason why the current system is untenable.
Schmidt says immigration law has evolved in the decades since self-referrals came into play, and having a political official like the Attorney General in charge of immigration courts is now problematic.
I mean, these are important issues, and they shouldn't be made based on political considerations. They should be made based on the law, fair procedures.
Schmidt is among those who say immigration courts should be moved out of the Justice Department. But the executive branch has long had authority to decide who gets in the country, says Doug LaGore, the former government lawyer. Use of self-referrals to implement an administration's agenda, he says, are a symptom of a larger issue, decades of gridlock on immigration.
But it is a call to sort of address these problems in a more comprehensive and bipartisan way.
Lawmakers have for decades failed to overhaul immigration laws, and voters should not expect a rollback of the Attorney General's power over the immigration courts unless that changes. Matthew Casey, KJZZ News, Phoenix.